Former United Auto Workers President Owen Bieber has died. Bieber led the UAW through a recession, industry downsizing, and expanding global competition. Owen Bieber was a born union man, the son of a UAW member who founded a union local in Grand Rapids. Bieber rose through the union's ranks, becoming president in 1983. He held the job until 1995. Current UAW president Rory Gamble says Bieber was not afraid of tough battles. Often those tough battles were political. Later in life, in an interview recorded by the UAW, Bieber stressed the role of the UAW in pushing a national political agenda to strengthen unions.
We can see what has happened to the middle class in America, and the middle class is our members, workers. We see what's happened because of what happened when we elected the wrong people to office.
The negotiating table was another battlefield. Increasing foreign competition and automakers focused on cutting spending put particular pressure on the union in the 1980s and early 90s. Arthur Schwartz is a former labor negotiator for General Motors. He was part of three national contract talks between the automaker and the UAW during Bieber's presidency. Bieber was a big man, but Schwartz says he was mild-mannered, not one to hammer his fist on the negotiating table. He credits Bieber with leading the union during a challenging time.
This is when Honda and Toyota and Nissan were coming on, and the Detroit Three were losing market share, and so he was president during a rather rough time, and he tried to adjust, and I think he did a pretty good job leading the UAW for the time he was president.
But the turbulent economic times took their toll on the UAW during Bieber's presidency. Harley Shaken is a professor at the University of California, Berkeley. He specializes in the history of America's unions. Shaken says the UAW was weaker at the end of Bieber's time as president.
But that wasn't the fault of Owen Bieber. That was the restructuring of the industry, of the economy.
Perhaps Bieber's most lasting legacy was the leadership he showed away from the assembly line. Owen Bieber threw his union support behind the emerging free trade union movement in Eastern Europe and the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa.
If people are imprisoned in South Africa, if people can't vote in South Africa, can't decide where they want to live in South Africa, if that goes on, it only means at some point in time our privileges are also at peril.
Late in life, Bieber lamented the strong anti-union message coming from talk radio and other sources. He stressed the need to teach young people about the value of unions.
We need to educate them. We're shortchanging ourselves if we don't.
Former United Auto Workers President Owen Bieber was 90 years old. I'm Steve Carmody.